Daf Yudzayin today is a very short daf. Again, another technical daf. Yesterday's daf discussed the different locations of the different parts of Lishchos. So here the Gemara is continuing to discuss. There seems to be a machlokas about where the Lishchas HaTulayim was. So if you take a look, we had yesterday's daf that discussed one place. It was in the northwest, and that was the Mishnah Maseches Tamid, and the Mishnah Maseches Midos said it was in the southwest. Everyone agrees on the west side, but the question was it northwest or was it southwest? So while yesterday's daf, they said it depends who a different Tanaim, had a machlokas, who authored the Mishnah. According to the Gemara now, it says, no, it's no machlokas. It's all about your perspective. So what does that mean? So if you look at the Gemara, two lines down in Daf Yudzayin, the Gemara says, Rav Ada Breder of Yitzchak Amar, Hai Lishcha Aktsue Mikse. It's very long, it's extended. We'll see, we'll look at Rashi. It's kind of, it's on the west side, but it extends towards the north, and it also extends itself towards the south. Udiasi Mitzafon, if you come from the northern part, you see it on the west side. So, Mishadile Bedarm, it looks like it's somehow, the image looks like it's more in the south. Udiasi Midarm, when you come from the southern part and you see it in the west, Mishadile Bedarm, it appears as if it's the north. That's the Machlokis. If you just look, actually you don't even have any, if you have the diagrams, it shows some explanation how this looks. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Rav Ada Bar Yitzchak Amar Hai Lishchas HaTulayim Aktsui Miktai Bishtei Miktsuas Nireis. It appears from both ends, both edges, both the northwest and the southwest. Sharuchahi, it's a long lishcha. Vomedis Bimarv, it stands on the west side. Umarechas Letzad Tzafon Vidarom, it extends both to the north and to the south. It appears as it's in both corners. Depending what your perspective is, what direction you're coming from, it looks like it's from the other direction. That's what the Gemara suggests. And now, so that's the impression. But Lamaisa, where is it? Was it Lamaisa more in the northwest or was it more in the southwest? And the Gemara answers, Umistavra Bimaravis Dromis Havi. It's more sensible to say that it was more leaning towards the southwest as opposed to the northwest. Why is that? So Gemara is now going to bring another steer we have where the Lechem Apanim, where that Lishchas Lechem Apanim was, and the only way to really explain that is if you assume that the Lishchas HaTulayim was in the southwest. So how is that? So Gemara says, Mestavr D'Bemarav is a Dromis, Havya. It makes sense that, again, the Lishchas HaTulayim is in the southwest. Mimai, Midiraminon Lechem Apanim, Lechem Apanim, Umashinayin. And the fact that we have a kashya, stira, where is Lechem Panim? And we answer, there's no stira, that a mishanin and amr of huna, breder of Yeshua, mark kachashiv derech yamin, umar kachashiv derech smol. It depends on how you are, what order you're looking. You're looking to make around, we're talking about the base amukat here, with the four different lishchos. Are you counting the lishchos going from right in that order or left? Clockwise or counterclockwise? So that's the answer. What does that even mean? So we have to look at Rashi here, and Rashi explains. If you look at Rashi, what's the steer in Lechem Apanim? So the Gemara, Rashi says, Havasaka Daitach, Shumone Vaholich Derech Yamim. So the Mishnah gives a whole list of what the order of the four Lishchos are. So it doesn't tell us what order it goes in, but the Havamina right now is when it lists the different orders in Meseches, this one is Meseches Tamid. When it lists the four Lishchos in Meseches Tamid, the Havamina is it's listing going in the right. So what does that mean? So, Saka Daitach, Shumone Vaholich Derech Yamim. Mitzafon Lamarv, you go from north to west, right? When you walk in from the north, let's say behind me is the north, we say, right? North, west, southeast. So when you walk from the north, the first right turn is to the west. You go northwest, southeast. So that's the Havmina when it has the order of the Lishchos. So again, Holech Derech Yamin, Mitzafon Lamarv, Mimarv Ladarom, Humidarm Lamizrach. And Lishchas Tzlam is the first thing that's mentioned in the Mishnah Maseches Tamid. So Lishchas HaTulayim, Bitzfonis Maravis, that's in the northwestern corner. And therefore, the next one listed, the assumption is you're going on the right. So you're going, now this is going to be counterclockwise. So then the next one listed must be Lishchas HaChosmos, which is going to be in the Maravis Dromus, in the southwest. And the next one listed is Lishchas Beis HaMukad, which is Bedromus Mizrachis, the southeast. And then finally, Lishchas HaLechem HaPanim, which is the last thing that's listed, the assumption is that must be Mizrachis Tzfonis, the northeast. That's what the assumption is right now of the Maseches Tamid. However, Havaramina and Alev Masis Nimidas, the Mishnah Maseches Midas clearly states the Katani Dromus Mizrachis Haisa Lishchas Lechem Apanim. That was actually in the southeast of the Lechem Apanim. So there's a stira. The Maseches Midas clearly says it was in southeast. The Mishnah Maseches Tamid, if you think the order that's listed, because the Mishnah just orders, it just says a list of which of the four Lishchos. It says Lishchas Atlaim, Lishchas Achosmos, Lishchas Beis Amukar, and Lishchas Lechem Apanim. The assumption is that order is going from all the right, going counterclockwise. And when you follow that order, Lechem Apanim ends up being northeast, while the Mishnah Midos says it's southeast. So that's the stira. So the Gemara says, no. What's the answer? We're reading Rashi now. Umashaninan Amar of Huna Brei de Yoshua Tana de Midos Kachash of Derech Yamim. Mishnah Masechas Midos is talking about going in order from the right. Kimafarish behead the Kazil Umane, because the Mishnah goes on in Masechas Midos. It says Midarim the Mizrach, and south to east is going to the right. If you come from the south, okay, if you come from the south, not the north now, but if you come from the south, which is the Masechas Midos perspective, so from south you go right, that's the east first. So you go east, Mimizrach Latzafon, Mitzafon Lamarav, Umar Ludarim. But Lahakif, Saviv Kolabai, is one who goes around, Makiv Derech Yamim, Mibuchutz, Zel Seyd HaKavasa. So Masechas Midos is referring to going in the order, turning right first. However, Masnisin the Tamid, for some reason, we'll see why this is the case though, Dilo Pirish Midi doesn't explain any of the order, which direction or which part, the north or south, doesn't tell us where each of the Lishchos are. We are able to say, Ikamemar, the Zoom, to suggest Derech Smol Mana. It's counting actually left. So what that means is now, when you start from the north now, you count Lishchas Atlaim, you turn left first now. Not right, you're turning left. So now, that case, how does it work out? Rashi is going to go on to explain all this. Let me just look. They explain here. So you start from the... one second here. It doesn't explain here. Hold on. Let's continue going with the Gemara now. The Gemara explains this number of bays now. So we're going to explain, when you go to the left, it turns out Lechem Panim is actually going to be in line with the southeast. So how does this all work? So if you look at the Gemara, continues, the Gemara says, now, Iyamis, if you say, on number Beis now, Bishama, Bimaravis, Dromis, Javier, if you're going to say that the Lishchas Atlaim is in the southwest, right? Not northwest, but southwest. So then, Hainu de Mataritz Lechem Panim, Lechem Panim. Now we're able to answer the question. How so? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Iyamis Bishma Tana de Tamid Gufei, the Tana Lishchas Atlaim, that when the Mishnah Mesechas Tamid teaches us Lishchas Atlaim, it's referring to Tzvonis Maravis, even though Mishnah talks about it's in the northwest, that was just perspective. Modahu to the Tzad Marav Dromis Hutfei. The truth is, it really is in the southwest. Elolofi Maris Eino, Shina Mishnaso, they taught the Mishnah based on the perspective of the person, but Lamaisa, it's in the southwest. Udiase Midarum, when you come from the south, it's mischaze lematafon. It looks like it's in the north, but in reality it's in the west, in the south, the southwest. Uliolam mikaren dromis maravis ba'lahaschal limnos. But really, you're counting from the southwest. So now we can explain lechem apanim. Haynu demitaritz lechem apanim alechem apanim. Now we can answer the question. Lios bedromis mizrachis. Now we understand lechem apanim is in the southeast. The lishas hatlam is in southwest, and which is going to be in our diagram. Southwest is there. We're pinning that southwest. And we're going to say Lechem Panim is south east. So now when you come in, if you come to Lishchas Atlaim first, you make a left, you come here first actually, to this top corner, come to this corner, and you end up Lechem Panim. Lechem Panim ends up actually being the south east, which is consistent with what the Mishnah Maseches Midos says. So again, the only way this all makes sense, the only way to answer Lechem Panim, how it's not a stira, is if you assume that Lishchas Atlaim Midl Maisa is in the southwest, and then the fourth one listed going to the left is going to be Lechem Panim. But if you say that's in the northwest there, then things don't make sense. Turns out you count left, Lechem Panim ends up being in the southwest, which is against the Mishnah Tamid Midos, which says it's southeast. Okay, hopefully that was somewhat clear. So if you just look in Rashi, continuing, Rashi explains now, Hainu again the Mataritz Lechem Panim, Lechem Panim, Lehios Bedromis Midrachas. It's going to be in the southeast, which is again that corner, Kitakatani Bemidos Dilo Likshe Hada, they say there's not a kasha, Ketzad. Lishchas Atlaim is Bedromis Maravis, it's in the southwest. Lishchas Achosmos, Gyazas Derech Smol, when you go to the left, it's going to now be the Maravis Tzonis in the northwest, right here. Lishchas Beis Amukah is going to be Tzonis Marizrachis in the northeast here. Then you finish off with Lishchas Lechem Panim, which ends up being Bemizrachis Dromis. And that all makes sense only if you assume, again, that Lishchas Atlaim is in fact in the southwest. But if you assume, the Gemara says, if you assume three lines down now, Amar Beis, Eli Iyamris Tzfonis Maravis Havi. If you assume that Lishchas Atlaim is in northwest, up over here, so my tier to Lechem Apanim, it won't answer the question, because when you count the fourth one, either Lechem Apanim, if you go to the left, Lechem Apanim ends up being southwest, or if you count to the right, Lechem Apanim ends up being northeast, but neither one will end up with the Lechem Apanim being the southeast, which is clear what the Meseches Midos says. So this all explains how Lishchas Atlaim must be in the southwest. So Gemara says, Elalav Shma Mina, B'maravis Dromis Havi Shma Mina. Okay. So now after establishing, again, a very tricky, Mishnah just had to read this, and confusing and very technical, how come the Gemara wants to know, how come we would ever suggest it should be to the left? So don't we have a klal that whenever you turn, it should always be a right turn? And everything, when the coin goes up to the ramp to Mizbeach, he always turns right. So we have a klal. So how come suddenly when it comes to figuring out the order of the lishchos, we say turn left first and then count that way? To which the Gemara says, "Hani mili be'avoda." We only have this klal of kol pino sha'ata pone lo yel derech yamim is when it comes to do an avoda. Like when the coin goes up the ramp, he turns to the right corner first to sprinkle the blood. Aval hacha chushbana ba'amahu. Here, we're simply just counting and listing the lishchos. We're not talking about doing an avoda. We're just telling us what the four lishchos are, and when Eda Hanami, for some reason, the mission wants to use the clockwise versus counterclockwise, and that's all fine. It's not talking about avoda. Legabe avoda, you always need to turn right. Legabe anything else, there's no problem going either right or left. Okay, so that's behind us now. Now we can go ahead with the continuation of the Mishnah. We had a couple days ago that the Kohen Gadol, when if he ever wanted to on any given day of the year, during the 7 days of Yimei Prisha, he has to do the avoda because he needs to get familiar with the karbanos, different animals, how to do the avoda, how to do the zrika, and so on. But when it comes to the rest of the year, if he wants, if he chooses, he'd be absent to wanting to do the carbon. He's allowed to. He says, I want to bring the carbon tamid today. We let him bring the carbon tamid. If he wants to eat the carbon tamid today, he's allowed to. So that's what the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Shekohen Gadol makriv chelek berosh, v'notel chelek berosh. He could decide to do the akrava. He could jump the line. He could circumvent the payasos, and he could eat it first if he wants. So Gemara quotes a brayis, a tani rabbanim. Ketad makriv chelek berosh. How does it work that he's makriv in front of everybody else? Omer, if he says, Ola zu ani makriv, he says, I want to bring the carbon Ola, or Mincha zu ani makriv, I want to be makriv of the Mincha. He has every right to, he cuts the line. Ketad notel chelik barosh, how does he take the chelik, the carbon first? Omer, chata zu ani ochel, I'm hungry, I want to eat the carbon chatas, this carbon chatas is for me. This ashem ze ani ochel, he wanted to take the carbon ashem, he's allowed to. Venotel chala mishtei chalos, he's able to take the shtei chalos. We know in Shavuos coming up, there's a carbon of shtei lechem, the two loaves of bread that I brought. So he takes one of the challahs, and arbo chamesh mimaisa lechem upon him. We know there are 12 loaves of bread each Shabbos with lechem upon him. He's able to take four or five. Gemara then explains, Rebbe Omer, the yolam chamesh, he always has to take five. It's not four or five, it's always five. Why? Because it says, shenemar, v'hisol la'aron levanov, mechsa la'aron, u'mechsa levanov. Half goes to Aaron, whoever the Kohen Gadol is, and the other half goes to the children. So the Gemara, so if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Mechza la'aron, the Afa Pishein Shneimasar, even though it's 12, and really it should go 6-6 to make Mechza, Yesh ben Shtei Chalos Shenon Mischalkos Kemifarj Vazir. There are two, we're not going to see today, but in tomorrow's daf, two of them actually are going to be schar for those who are closing the door. So you really only have 10 to divide. Two are reserved for one person, and the other 10 are split half and half. So five go to the Kohen Gadol, five go to the other Kohen. So that's against the Tanna Kamma, well, he takes four or five. So then the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, this is a contradiction. Amris notel chala achas, mishe chalos, he takes one of the two chalas on Shavuos, he takes half of them, that's money that's Rebbe, the Amar Pal Gashaka, that he takes half. Just like he takes half of lechem upon him, he also takes half of Sheh lechem. So that's like Rebbe. But Ema Mitzyasa, but the middle opinion is Arba o chamish, mimaisa lechem upon him. He takes four or five, he doesn't necessarily take half, that goes asan rabbanan, damri lo shakya palga. That goes like Rabban who hold, you don't take half. Ema Sefer, but the Sefer then goes on, the Rebbe Omer, the Yolam Chamesh. So now you always take five. Okay, we have three statements here. One is the Gabe Sheh Lechem, you take half. Then is the Tanakama of Lechem Upanim, you take four or five. And then Lechem Upanim again, the Rebbe holds, you take half. So who's the author of that ratio, the first statement of Sheh Lechem? That's Rebbe. So you're saying the ratio is Rebbe, and the Sefer is Rebbe, and the middle Betziyas is a Rabbanon. We don't want to say it's a bit back and forth. So Gemara says that Ema Seifa Rebbe Omer Liolma Chamish. So Reisha Seifa is Rebbe and Mitzyasa Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says Reisha Umitzyasa Rabbanan. No, even Rabbanan will agree by Sheh Lechem. Because how else can you split it? Granted, Rabbanan don't require you to take half. The Kohen Gadol could take less than half by Lechem Upanim. He could take four if he wants. But by Sheh Lechem, with two chalas, how do you have less than half? The only way to have less than half is to take one of the loaves and cut it in half, to give him a quarter of that, let's say. And the Rabbanan Modi Rabbanan Prusa to Lav Orch Ara Lemisa the Kohen Gadol. It's inappropriate. It's not Derech Eretz. It's not Kavadik to give a Kohen Gadol half a loaf of bread. And since he's stuck in that case, even on theory, he doesn't think the Kohen Gadol should collect a half of Lechem upon him. Legabe Shel Lechem, there's no choice. It's either nothing or a whole one. There's nothing in between because you can't give a half a loaf of bread. Now, Tosafos Rush points out here, he says, how come when it comes to the Lechem upon him and Shel Lechem, the Torah went dividing in half in different pieces here? But in the beginning of the Brayis, when it spoke about taking the mincha, the ol, the asham, it didn't speak about taking half or not. So Tosafos Rush explains that when it comes to carbon yachad, there's no din of mechza. The Kohen Gadol could take the entire carbon; he's allowed to. Only by a carbon tzibur, like lechem upon him and sheir lechem, does he have to divide it. But when it comes to carbon yachad, he could take everything entirely. That's what Tosafos Rush explains. The Meiri says, no, they're two dinim. It depends on what we give him versus what he wants to take. What does that mean? So when it comes to the lechem upon him and sheir lechem, we actually give him, so then he takes half. But if he chooses to take, he would actually be able to take everything, whatever he wants to. So even by the carbon, if we decide to just give him a tana to the Kohen Gadol, we give him half it. But if he decides he wants to take it, he would be able to take the entire thing. It implies from the Meiri, even by the lechem upon him and sheir lechem as well, if he wants to take the whole thing, he might be allowed to take the whole thing. It's only that we give him half of it. But if he chooses to take the whole thing, he might be allowed to. All right, that's the end of the daf. Quick daf, I'll quickly recap. The first half, nothing to recap. Just about where exactly Lishchos was, Lechem Panim, in the end was going to be the south-east, based on different stiras. We said the Lishchos Atlaim was on the west side, and it was able to be seen from different perspectives. From the south, it looked like it was in the northwest. From the north, it looked like it was in the southwest. The Maisa was definitely in the southwest. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to answer the stira in the Lechem Hapanim. Then finally, we quoted this Brisa, that the Kohen Gadol is able to choose, if he wants to bring a carbon, he's allowed to bring the carbon first. If he wants to eat a carbon, he's allowed to choose to bring the carbon. Then Machlok is what to do about Lechem Hapanim. Does he take half of it like Rebbe, or does he take four or five like Tanakama? But by Sheol Lechem, everybody agrees he's only able to take half, because Lav Arach Ara, to give a Kohen Gadol a half a bread. Okay.